Hey there, kids of all ages. Welcome back to The Flip Side. This is Ephesians 6 Audio Guide, Side B. Some big topics again here as we finish up Ephesians. For this one, I want to talk about family dynamics in verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I love the simplicity of this statement. Kids, it's just the right thing to do. Obey your parents. Now, the word obey in Greek literally means hear under. You are under their authority, so hear what they say and obey it. Listen to mom and dad. But don't miss the next three words here. In the Lord. He's talking to Christian kids, and your attitude and response to your parents is a key part of your walk with God. Now, if your parents tell you to disobey God, God is the higher authority. But homework and chores are not against God, so get to it. Paul says, this is right. It's God's design for family. Kids are incredibly foolish. They believe nonsense. They are greedy, proud, lazy, and gullible. Have you met children? Do you remember the dangerous things that you thought and you did as a child? Kids need parents to teach them humility, respect, and the fear of God. And verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. The word honor means to estimate or fix value and act accordingly. God placed your parents in your life, so honor that. But what if my parents don't deserve it? Well, I believe that showing honor says more about the character of the one who shows it than the one who receives it. The same is true for dishonor. And I believe that one of the most important lessons in a child's life is learning how to properly show honor to the various peoples and authorities in their lives. Teach your kids to honor grandparents, teachers, pastors, police, officials, whether or not those people are good or deserving. It teaches your child character, and it teaches them to honor God. It starts with honoring parents, and it comes with a promise. Life goes better and lasts longer when we learn honor young. This is 10 commandments. It is foundational to functioning society. Now remember, this is all part of submission, not subjugation. Don't push this to a weird extreme of militant parenting that forces kids to conform. There is a balance here, and Paul brings that balance in verse 4. Fathers, which can also be translated parents, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. How do parents exasperate kids? Lots of ways. Severity, unreasonable commands, inconsistent rules, unspoken expectations, being impossible to please, or just controlling. Generally, self-centered parenting instead of God-centered. If you're trying to make your kids obey because that's more convenient for you, you got this wrong. When you patiently train your kids to obey because it's good for their character and because it's right with God, now you've got the right motivation. I think a good clue on this is the contrast Paul gives. Instead of frustrating them, he says, bring them up. That means raise to maturity. The goal is a mature adult, so make progress toward that. Nothing exasperates more than treating a youth like a child. For most of history, the teen years were the beginning of adulthood. We treat them as the end of childhood. So raise your kids to be mature and entrust them with real responsibilities that matter. Showing trust is tremendously important to a child. We want them to become responsible adults, so give them opportunities to be responsible as children. Responsibilities that don't hurt too much if they need a second chance. Train them to move out from under your authority, to leave the nest. Paul says, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Training means practice, preparation, the real opportunity to live, to get in the game. Consider what school is like for a kid. 12 or even 16 years of preparing with very little doing. That's frustrating to anyone. So as a parent, look for opportunities where you can let them do something that makes a difference and even lead. Training is action and instruction is words. The instruction of the Lord means things like family Bible time or talking about God around the dinner table, or on the drive to school, or in everything. No need to make it awkward or forced. You can even listen to your favorite Bible audio guide together, then talk about it a little bit. For my family, one of the most important things we've done with our kids is make ministry a family thing. As much as possible, we serve together. Kids ministry, mission trips, outreaches, whatever it is, we take the extra step to figure out how this can be a team effort for our family. Because my kids are always in training, and so am I. We're in it together. Speaking personally, as a pastor, it was so important to me that ministry was the thing that brought our family together, not the thing that took Daddy away. And that's it for the B-side. I recorded another B-side for this chapter. As long as we're talking about parenting and marriage, I decided to put together something I call Marriage and Parenting Mythbusters. There are a lot of ideas out there, in and out of the church, on the perfect way to do parenting or marriage. But what does the Bible say about them? Is there really a perfect way? So, if you're interested, join me on the next B-side. I'll see you there.